Now, back to the Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell.
When I'm confused, I seek out people that are smarter than I am to explain it to me. I'm okay with that. I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. That's why I have Dr. Lauren Wright here, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton, where she teaches courses on the American presidency, executive power, women in politics, and a lot more. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. I need you to help me a little bit. I'm going to start with, I just watched a clip of state's attorney Kim Fox floundering with the questions from a local ABC station about whether or not Jesse Smollett is guilty. Well, our office believed we could prove him guilty, but he was not found guilty by a court of law in trying to parse. This woman is in deep trouble. She's up for re-election in 2020. I'd say right now her chances are right around zero of pulling this out. What do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of this, Steve. I mean, we need to find out what happened. What I do know is this is a celebrity who probably received special treatment in this case, and unfortunately, that's really common. I just wrote a book about celebrities in politics, and this is what we see all the time. A different standard seems to be applied when you have resources and you're well-known and you're popular. And, you know, I listened to Rahm Emanuel's speech. I listened to the police commissioner.
Man, are they angry.
I believe them, frankly. And I don't know what to make of how this happened or why.
Well, there's a lot of rumor that, you know, Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Chen, called in a favor here and said we need to make this go away because Jesse Smollett's buddies with the Obamas, and that's the call that came in. Now we're told the FBI is getting involved. They're going to look this over because something smells here. Because you're right about there being celebrity privilege in this country.
Yes.
You know, you're right. But to see the Chicago PD erupt, to see Rahm Emanuel come out and just eviscerate this whole process and say it's a whitewash and it's a travesty and he has abused the hate crime legislation and laws that have been put in place to protect people of real hate crimes and not a hoax, because the Chicago PD says absolutely this is a hoax. And then they did something really special. They released all the files anyway, even though the case was supposed to be sealed. They released 60-plus documents and say, you look at it for yourselves. And then the judge was a little angry, and so what? It's done. What do you think?
Well, Rahm Emanuel, I'd point out, is a good friend of the Obamas, too. So I don't think that, you know, I don't know what special deals might have been cut behind the scenes. I really, really hope that's not the case. If it is the case, then that absolutely needs to be investigated.
Right.
I just, from the beginning, really have argued that the real harm here done by Jesse Smollett is, again, to victims of real hate crimes. There are thousands of these in the U.S. every year. There's very, very few hoaxes, and this one has received so much attention because of the status of this person.
Well, the outrageousness
and, you know,
of it all.
He really is hurting people by lying.
Well, he hurt a lot of people.
And he's really hurting people by pretending.
Yeah, the outrageousness of it all is to basically, he maligned anybody who supports Donald Trump. It was maligned by what he did, because he claimed that it was two white guys wearing Make America Great Again hats, and these MAGA hat-wearing thugs beat him up and said racially divisive and divisive things about gay people and all of it, which was all complete nonsense and lies, according to the Chicago Police Department that stand behind their investigation, and I believe them, just like you do. So I think it was hurtful. Let me ask you about something else here.
Sure.
I watch with great morbid curiosity CNN and MSNBC over the last couple of days, and I watch these people in the throes of grief, you know, first denial and then anger, and then they try to make bargains, but they can't get over the fact that the Mueller report came out. And I don't understand watching Chris Cuomo, for example, saying the Mueller report certainly does not exonerate the president. It says there's plenty of room in there that he has had collusion and that he has clearly colluded and there's clearly obstruction. I'm like, I'm sorry, what are you smoking? Because here is the line that I keep coming back to from William Barr's letter. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. As the report states, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That seems pretty black and white to me. Am I missing something here that the cable networks are smarter than I am?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I think this is a losing strategy for Democrats, and they need to drop this. I mean, I do believe, like President Trump has said, that the report, as much of it as possible, needs to be made public. There will be a clamoring for that until it happens. That is fair. But I also believe that Mueller was a nonpartisan investigator. He looked at these things very, very closely over a two-year period, and this is the conclusion that he reached, and it's good news for the president. It should not really be surprising, based on what we know about presidential history and how the government works. The bar for obstruction of justice should be very, very high. That is exactly where it is.
Well, what we've learned here...
to remove a president from office. That's the way our Constitution is set up.
But you cannot obstruct justice if there's no crime.
I think it's a losing strategy for Democrats.
Right, but if there's no crime, there's nothing to obstruct. You can't obstruct something that doesn't exist. That's the takeaway from every attorney I've spoken to. You can't obstruct justice when there's nothing to obstruct. I mean, James Comey, talk about delusional, on TV yesterday saying that Trump firing me might be obstructive justice. No, idiot. You getting fired precipitated the entire Mueller investigation. If anything else, it was the polar opposite of obstruction of justice. It created the complete investigation that exonerated the president. James Comey he's a mess.
Well, I do respect his service to this country, and I do respect his lifetime of service. However, I don't have enough information. We need to see more information. But in the meantime... I trust Mueller and I trust William Barr. I think they're highly competent.
All right. Do you trust James Comey?
I don't know.
Come on.
Obviously, I don't know him personally. I think that he has a lot of supporters in the Justice Department, and I think he has a lot of people that disagree with him and think he went out on a limb and was too political during the 2016 election. I think those criticisms are completely fair. I'm not sure what's in it for him at this point.
He's just trying to save his reputation.
About all of these things, I don't know.
He's trying to salvage a reputation, Lauren. I'm sure of that. But you know what? I guess you're a better human being than I am. You give him the benefit of the doubt. I can no longer do that, but I greatly appreciate that. Dr. Lauren Wright, always great to have you here.